Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host, joined in studio by Rick DeBasilio, Calaveras County Sheriff. Sheriff DeBasilio, next thing I want to ask you about is the upcoming fire season. Temperatures are definitely starting to warm up a little bit now in the Motherload region. So, you know, following the fire in Paradise this past summer, is law enforcement looking closer at things like evacuations and getting residents out as quick as possible?
Absolutely. Especially with the amount of rain we have more greenery, which is going to turn brown. As we know, California is the golden state. And we've been working real closely with Cal Fire and our local fire agencies. We're actually putting a program together where we're going to have the county split up into different grids. So if you live in a certain area, when the notifications come out to be prepared to evacuate or to evacuate, we can say, okay, grid one, you're going to be evacuating, and this is going to be your route to get out. It really came about because of the Paradise issue. I know Arnold's been a problem in the past just because when we had the Old Gulch fire years ago, and then just in recent years, we've had some fires up there. Highway 4 corridor is one way in and one way out, is what most people think. But there are fire roads that will get you out. Heck, you can go from Arnold clean over into West Point. So it's just getting the public to understand how they can get out of their areas. So we've had some town halls. We're going to end up having more town halls to educate the public on what their escape routes are. And again, the different grids for different areas. So when they are notified, they know that, you know, it's time for them to either get prepared or get out. So again, working very closely with Cal Fire and our local fire districts.
So stay tuned for those upcoming public town hall meetings.
Absolutely.
You know, you were here during the Butte Fire, of course. That was kind of the most recent big mega fire in Calaveras County. Were there lessons learned from that incident that you're using today?
Oh, absolutely. There's always lessons learned. Again, that's part of, we've been working with animal services more to help get animals out quicker. We've been working with CHP and fire, with the ranchers. We've been working extensively with the Farm Bureau and the Calaveras Cattlemen's Association. They're going to be issued a certain type of a badge that will get them in, so we can track who's going in to get animals. We can let them know, hey, don't go to this area because fire apparatus have hoses laid out, you can't get through. So we've been working very closely with all of our groups so that it's a lot smoother transition if this happens again, which we knock on wood hope it does not.
You know, for families in Calaveras County who are just getting ready for the upcoming fire season so that they can be ready and just have everything, you know, prepared and a plan, you know, what would you recommend people do ahead of time just so that they're ready if they hear that evacuation, they can take off?
Defendable space is the priority. I kind of go back because I was in the volunteer fire department back in the 70s. So defendable space is key. Get your place set up. My uncle took a sprinkler and put it on the roof of his house so when the fires came, he could turn that sprinkler on and keep the water on the roof of the house. So there's precautions that they can take. They need to get a hold of their local fire agency and get some suggestions from them. They should have go bags ready to go. You know, your waters, your blankets, some extra clothing. So all they have to do is run and grab it. Unfortunately, sometimes we lose some of our stuff. We have to leave it behind. We just don't have the time. We're hoping that with this program that we're putting together, we will be able to give folks enough time to get prepared to get out of their area so that they can pack up their motorhome or a trailer with their belongings so that they don't have the loss of stuff. But again, it's stuff. I would rather see the people get out because lives, you can't replace a life. You can replace stuff. So it's just being prepared and ready to go at a moment's notice is the issue because, as we know, Paradise Fire moves so fast. When the winds come in and the fires make their own winds, we need to be prepared.
You know, Sheriff, what other things are keeping you busy these days or concerns you have as Calaveras County's top law enforcement official?
What concerns do I have?
What concerns or things that are keeping you busy?
The concerns are keeping the community safe. Again, the marijuana program, I'm concerned about that and being able to keep our community safe, putting the extra deputies out on the streets so that there's more visibility. Visibility of peace officers detours bad guys because they never know where you're going to be. So it's just getting the department and the community back working as a unit that we used to do. I think we've really made huge strides in being able to work together. Our neighborhood watch programs have really started to come alive again. That's key. We're putting up signs for our neighborhood watches. Again, get to know, people need to get out and know their neighbors. They need to know who's supposed to be in the neighborhood, who's not supposed to be in the neighborhood, and to report it. The key is a lot of people think, that's not a big deal. I'm not going to report it. Report it. That's our job. Let us decide whether it's bad or good. That's what you pay us to do. Be prepared.
Are there many issues you're watching closely or working with local school officials in regards to keep local students safe?
Absolutely. I had a meeting here 2 weeks ago with the supervisor or superintendent of the Mark Twain School District or Vallecito School District. We're just getting ready for the unfortunates that may or may not happen. Hopefully they don't, the active shooter. So we've been doing trainings with them. We're doing trainings with the fire departments so that the fire departments are prepared to come in behind us to treat wounded if we have that. We know that we have some of these guys that are going in and pulling the fire alarms so that the students will all run out and be out in the open, so it makes them, I call them ducks on the pond, basically. So we're working with the schools to have some protocols in place that if they have a fire alarm, when a fire alarm gets pulled, typically in the past, it's been false alarms. So they're training staff members to go out and look for smoke. If there's no smoke, okay, we probably don't have a fire. There's something else going on. So school staff are being trained not only internally with them, but with the fire departments and with the sheriff's office to be more aware of the surroundings and look and see if you have fire before you start running kids out. So there's a lot of training going on right now, and it will continue as time progresses.
That's interesting. We have just a couple minutes left. I assume social media, too, over the past decade has created issues that you didn't have many years ago.
Actually, social media is good and bad. It can certainly be your friend because we can get a lot of information out to a lot of people very quickly. And there's always, the people that are using social media for the wrong reasons. It goes back to what I was talking about. People don't talk toe-to-toe. People have a tendency to want to threaten people on Facebook or Instagram or Snapchat or whatever they're using nowadays. So that does cause problems. But again, it's a tool that if used correctly is a great tool. It's great for getting information out to folks in a timely manner.
Sheriff DiBasilio, we've come to a close on today's show. Any closing comments as we wrap up here today?
I just want to reach out to you and say thanks for having me over. Again, I appreciate talking with you. And I want to give a shout out to my search and rescue team and my volunteer units for all the work that they do and all of the community in Calaveras. It's a fantastic place to grow up and raise kids. Been there for over 40 years now. So I'm glad to be back. And I'm glad that they elected me to be their sheriff for the next 4 years. Thank you.
Thank you as well for coming in and getting us up to speed on everything law enforcement in Calaveras County.
Great. Thank you.
Again, that was Sheriff Rick DiBasilio on this weekend's Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Reminder, if you missed this show, you can find it archived in the multimedia section of mymotherlode.com, as well as all past Motherlode Views shows. And a programming note, next week on Motherlode Views, we'll be focusing on the West Side property and the economic development of the Black Oak Casino's concert series that's going to be starting up here very shortly. Once again, we're going to be hearing about what's going on out there, some changes, and just looking ahead to the busy summer season that is soon to be here. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We'll be back next week with more Motherlode Views.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.